Hey, everyone. Welcome to Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News and brought to you by the folks at IMC Concerts. Welcome, everyone. Our guest today is Devin McGlamory of Ernie Hostin's Signature Sound. Devin, glad to have you here.
Danny, it's good to be here, and I've always wanted to read Danny's Diary, so I'm looking forward to seeing what's involved with it.
Okay, well, he wants to read Danny's Diary, but yet we are on audio. You like audio books. That's what it is.
That's it. You got me.
All right. Devin and I, we've known each other for a long time, before his Ernie Hostin Signature Sound days, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But in your role with Ernie Hostin Signature Sound, you are uniquely qualified to tell us what's going on with the group these days. So here you go. It's all yours.
Well, there's a lot of great stuff going on. A lot of tours being booked for the future. But one of the main things that we're excited about is we've been working behind the scenes on a brand new Christmas record. And I think I'm at liberty to share a little bit more about that. Of course, it will come out around Christmas. That's kind of how that works. But we do a fan retreat every year up in Ohio, and one of the concerts in July for that will be a Christmas show, full live with a three-piece band, jazz band. And so it's going to be Christmas in July. So the whole jazz theme behind it, and I think the title of the record is Jazzy Little Christmas with Ernie Hostin Signature Sound. Ernie and our producer Wayne Hahn met a guy up in New York by the name of Billy Stritch, and he is the piano player for Tony Bennett. And they just struck up a friendship, and he's always wanted to do some gospel stuff. And of course, we love the jazz feel, and so we got together with his band. And instead of cutting tracks in Nashville like we've done for every single record from Signature Sound, we actually had the tracks cut in New York. And so it's got a completely different feel. And to be honest, as a singer, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in a studio.
Really?
And it's been amazing to work with these guys, and of course, Wayne. And it's just, I'm so excited. Now, again, we've been doing 2-hour rehearsals every show day, working on this stuff, just trying to get ready for this Christmas in July, and we're looking forward to it.
Right, and this is not a project that has been thrown together.
No,
this thing has been in the works well over a year.
Absolutely, for a long time, and we just got some of the mixes back the other day, and it's just, I'm always excited about a new record, but I'm really, really excited about this one.
Right. And you know, one of the neat things that about this particular project, and I've heard the other guys in the group mention this too, with everything that's going on vocally, all of you have been stretched further than you've ever been before as a vocalist.
Absolutely. And anybody that knows our background and our history with our producer, Wayne Hahn, knows that he's absolutely a musical genius. And Wayne can sing you your parts in the studio. To tell you how tough this stuff was, he had to go in and by hand write out each of our parts because the notes are so close. It's that barbershop harmony, that jazz harmony, stuff that none of us naturally hear. But man, when it comes together, it's magic. But honestly, when you're in the studio, I remember every one of us at some point in the microphone going, Wayne, are you sure that's my part? And then when it all comes together, it's just magic.
Right. And you were telling me a few months ago, we worked a date together. You guys had just come from the studio. This was the first date out after that particular session. And you said, I think it was you, had spent 4 hours in one session, just trying to get one sentence exactly right. Am I remembering that right?
Man, there was a couple times like that. And it's stuff that, because honestly, I mean, all the guys I sing with are wonderful musicians. They have great ears and vocals. And this stuff is just different. You know, and honestly feels like that's not the part I should be going to. And I've had to memorize it, you know, to go back and be able to perform it. And we're already performing some. I love that we're carrying a live band again. And these guys are young and amazing. And it's just fun. We're having a blast.
Well, now that you've done all of that, when you go back into the material that you've been doing for years, does it seem, okay, this is easy now? Or is something missing? What's that feeling like?
It's a little bit of easy and relieved. Because as a singer, especially songs that you've sung for 10 years straight, it almost becomes second nature. You don't think about the parts or anything like that. But this Christmas stuff, if you're not thinking, it'll pass you by and you're like, oh, I just missed that. And now I'm missing this one. So that's part of it.
Well, you've been around gospel music literally all of your life.
That's correct.
And I remember the days when Devin McGlamory would sing as a soloist, and he was barely in school. In fact, I still got a cassette very, very young Devin McGlamory on it.
I hope you lose that.
No, there are some things that are in the safety deposit box forever. That's one of them.
That's great.
But most people were first introduced to you during your days with Ed O'Neill and the Dixie Melody Boys. You spent a few years with those guys. Then you went to Karen Peck and New River.
Correct.
And now, how long have you been with Ernie?
Right at 10 years now.
10 years.
I was with Ed almost five, right at five, and then Karen five, and now going on 10.
Wow. So you're a 20-year veteran of full-time gospel music. It's incredible. And you're only 21.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. You're right. Let's talk about your family. You know, the old saying, behind every successful man, there's a good woman.
That's it.
And wife, Karen, this is not her first go around in the world of gospel music either, is it?
It's not. As a matter of fact, that's partly the reason her mother didn't like me at first, is her dad was the original tenor singer for the group Heaven Bound years ago. Had songs like Canaan Land Is Just Inside, I Know My God Can Do It, from Eastern North Carolina. And so when we started dating, her mom wasn't too excited about that. But she loves me now. But yeah, as a matter of fact, yesterday, we're cutting this podcast, but yesterday was our 16th year anniversary.
Wow, 16 years.
16 years. And so, yes, she supports everything that we do. I've got two wonderful kids. My daughter, Carlin, is 13. My son, Preston, is 10. And man, when we're off the road, we spend time together, especially this time of year during the summer.
Right. Every time I open up Facebook, there's Devin and his son at a baseball game or a football game or something like that.
It's the season right now, for sure.
Exactly. But you know, that's really cool to be able to separate your professional life from your personal life and be able to enjoy those moments. You know, there was a day and time in gospel music where everyone toured so much, there were a lot of things that were missed.
Absolutely.
The games, the graduations, things like that. But thankfully now, a lot of the groups are able to not have as a hectic travel schedule. And Ernie apparently has been very good at designating, all right, these are the weeks we're going to take off for our family, and he doesn't waver.
Man, that is definitely a blessing. I can appreciate our schedule because as most groups, I've done the other, you know, 300 dates a year type thing. But a lot of times we don't work on Sundays, and so we can be back in time to get to an early service, or this time of year, early service, and then go to a baseball tournament. And then a lot of times in the summer, we do take a lot of time off, and man, I don't take that lightly. I'm very blessed and fortunate to be able to do that.
Right, especially during baseball season, because I am sitting across the podium right now from the world's biggest Boston Red Sox fan.
Hey, me and you both.
I know. I don't know. You know, many people don't know this, but Devin and I watch Boston Red Sox baseball games miles apart, and we're texting each other. Can you believe that play? I mean, it's just
Our text thread during the World Series last year, man.
It's epic.
Texts are free, that's for sure.
yeah, we went through several million, I think it was. This episode of Danny's Diary Podcast is sponsored by IMC Concerts, the premier concert and event promotions company for the very best in gospel, bluegrass, and classic country music. So make your plans now to attend the Pennsylvania Gospel Music Festival, which is held every Labor Day weekend in the heart of Pennsylvania Amish country. This annual event features many of your favorite artists and is held at the American Music Theater in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. For more information, the Pennsylvania Gospel Music Festival, visit GardenspotPromotions.com and click on the festival link or call 800-648-4102. Devin, you know a lot of the folks involved with IMC Concerts, don't you?
I do, man. They are the classiest bunch of folks that I know, and they know how to promote and put on a good concert.
Yes, they do. Where is home? Well, let me go back. Hometown, Valdosta, Georgia.
That's right. Hometown, Valdosta, Georgia, about 15 minutes from the Florida line. Mm-hmm. And that's after I graduated high school, actually 2 days after I graduated high school, I moved to the little town of Kinston, North Carolina. And that's when I traveled with the Dixie Melody Boys. And then I guess it's been about 9 years now. We moved just north of Nashville, a little town called Gallatin.
So what brought you to gospel music to start with?
Well, that's all I've ever known. I was the little gospel singing boy in South Georgia. If there was a concert, I was probably the kid that opened up the concert. And that's how I met so many of what are now my friends. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cool to watch the circle go around there and come back. So.
If you were to, okay, let me back up. A lot of people have invested their time, their knowledge into you along the way. Ed O'Neill, sure. Karen Peck. If you were in a position now to mentor a young person, what are some things that you would drive home as being essential for having a successful gospel music career?
Man, that is a fantastic question. And there were many nights on the Karen Peck bus we would talk about this very thing, because she had, where I had Ed O'Neill, she had Rex Nealon. Mm-hmm. And we both agreed that every singer needs somebody like that in their life. Because when I came with the Dixie Melody Boys, I was a 17-year-old punk who thought I was the best thing that my mom and daddy had told me that I was. And Ed, in his own fashion, brought me down some notches that I needed to be. He let me know, hey, you're not as good as South Georgia Valdosta people said you are. And that sounds awful to say, but had I not had that in my life, I wouldn't be here 20 years later. There's no way. So if I'm looking at a kid that's 17 years old coming into this, I want to politely say, hey, you don't know everything. And you can learn from people. You can learn from people you don't even like. You can still learn something from them. Mm-hmm. And just be humble, be a sponge, and soak up wisdom and knowledge from everybody. And be nice. At the end of the day, just be nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to throw some names out
Uh-oh.
To you
then
now.
You'd be nice, and I'm just kidding.
Well, there's a reason why we do things in a certain order. I'm going to throw some names out at you, and I just want your first reaction Uh-oh. To these names.
Can we edit this? I'm kidding.
Well, maybe, maybe not. It all depends on what our engineer, Troy Peach, will
Troy,
allow today. And Troy is in a non-forgiving mood, I can tell.
All right, looking forward to these responses.
Yes,
he's smiling.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. We'll take something simple first. Karen Peck.
Real. What you see is what you get.
Exactly. All right. Let's talk then about Dustin Doyle.
Dustin Doyle, skinny, but a great singer.
Troy,
you said the first thing that popped in my mind.
Okay. Troy, we've done several of these podcasts now, and that is the first time we've ever had a response like that. Okay. Leave it to Devin.
Hey, man, he sits around and eats M&Ms and drinks Cokes, and he doesn't gain a pound. I hate him.
I believe the spirit of jealousy is in
That's,
the room
hey,
right
I'll
now.
I'll admit it.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go back to Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill, class act.
Yeah, and of course, you know, Ed's recovering from an automobile yeah. accident and everything. But you know, the thing about Ed, he's 83 now.
Buddy, I'm a young 83.
That's right, I'm a young 83, and the bus leaves at 12. You don't get to the bus at 12.
That's
the
right.
bus leaves at 12.
Boy, I've used that line many times on our young guys.
All right, let's just go for the obvious one here, Ernie Hotz.
Paycheck? No, I'm just kidding.
And Troy is on the floor, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, Ernie has, he's not only my boss, he's become a friend.
Yeah.
And he's always been a buddy, an acquaintance, even when I was with Dixie Melody Boys and Karen Peck. But I don't know, we've got that relationship now where we can confide in each other and just bounce ideas off each other. And he's my buddy.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed about Ernie, and this is definitely a result of being around George and Glenn all those years, he's become a cheerleader.
Man, absolutely. Danny, I couldn't have said that any better. He's not afraid to push you up front.
Right.
And he wants you to win, you know, because when you win, he wins. But not only that, other groups too.
Right.
I mean, I look at, you know, with Stowtown Records, them bringing in the Irwins, you know, this young group from Texas that they saw that were amazing, and he just pushed them right up front, you know. And I love that. That takes a confident and a secure person.
It does. All right, I'm going to throw one more question at you before we let you out of the room
Uh-oh.
Today. And this is a little bit of a challenging question because there's so many different ways. There's really not a wrong answer. There's really not a right answer. But I'm just interested in your opinion. What event – well, let me rephrase it for you. As gospel music continues to change and morph with today's times and how different things are happening within the church and everything. Where do you see most of the events in gospel music? Where do you see them landing? Will they be the typical concerts that we're accustomed to? Will they be more church oriented? Will they be productions? What do you see the trend becoming over the next few years?
Man, I don't, like I said, there's no right or wrong answer. I don't know that I have the answer. My personal thing, what I would like to see is for it to progress. And I love celebrating people that strive for not necessarily perfection, but to better things. And so whatever that means for gospel music, I just want to see it be quality and class and just sharpness. Because when I look back at, you know, what we base everything on, the Statesmen, the Blackwoods, man, they were precise, they were sharp, they were class act, and they made a splash back when we didn't have Facebook and Instagram and all those things. Mm-hmm. And so I would like to see it progress to a level of excellence, and I feel like if we can do that, we're going to keep seeing ticket sales grow, not necessarily amounts. I'm talking about putting people in the seats. Mm-hmm. And I always say, it, you know, hey, it doesn't need to go back to numbers, but my brother-in-law, who's a pastor and he's my mentor, he said, an empty seat is a person that is missed that could have heard the gospel of Christ.
Exactly.
And so there's so many people out there that need to hear this music, and once they hear it, I feel like they'll love it. And so let's just keep striving for excellence.
There you go. Our guest today has been Devin McGlamory of Ernie Hassan Signature Sound. Make sure you be on the watch out for the next episode of Danny's Diary, a podcast powered by Singing News Magazine and brought to you by the folks at IMC Concerts. Thanks for listening.